Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Dan Hampton.
Guys, I can't take it.
OB. It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay. Guys.
Hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Touchdown, Bears.
Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com, on the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Win number three is in the books. We are here to celebrate.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by your local Chevy dealer, ChevyDriveChicago.com. They got Colin Kaepernick out of the game. I know that makes the panel happy here.
Oh, yeah. Send that bum out of here anytime.
And the Bears got, hey, let's talk positive. Matt Barkley, huh? Jordan Howard running the football. There's some good stuff today.
Only took 13 weeks for the Dow Loggins to figure out that if you give Jordan Howard the ball more than 23 times and he goes over 100 yards, they win the ball game. So, yes, I mean, this is a victory, a lot of great things, but when it's all said and done, Dan, I still go back to the same thing that you've been beating the drum on, Ed has been talking about from day one. They are so poorly coached that it's to the point where it's hard to stomach and watch anymore. I'm happy for the players. I'm happy for the greatest fans in the world, Ed, like you said.
Exactly.
But there's so much that needs to be fixed.
Well, two things. Number one, yes, we are extremely happy. And I know there's a faction of fans that go, oh, no, what about the draft pick? Forget about the draft pick. It's about developing a pride in the organization where you do enough of the right things. You win football games. Yes, San Francisco was a hideous excuse for an NFL franchise. Their defense, the worst in the league, but guess what? They were outplayed in the negative column by their offense. Their offense was a pathetic, you know, box of garbage today. As you said, Mark, on the at the outset, the defense forced Colin Kaepernick off the field because of his ineptitude. But more importantly, you know, the Bears were able to sustain some drives running the football. Matt Barkley, I'm just telling you, the kid puts the ball on the receivers. And that's what a – you know, everybody goes, well, he's not this, he's not – let me tell you what I see. I see a kid that gets the ball out and he throws it on time and he throws it properly to the receiver that is open. How many guys were wide open today? And we had a couple of drops by Bellamy. But more importantly – there was some good stuff that you can say moving forward. Yeah, we got to go to Detroit next week, but you know what? I feel a lot better about it now than I did at 12:01 today.
Okay, let's talk about the word reality. Okay?
Let it out, Ophir.
We're going to be happy,
No. Listen, this game had to be about defense. Our defense had to get aggressive, had to come after people, and you couldn't find a better team in the National Football League. Their offense ranks, this is San Francisco, folks, ranks 29th in the league, and their defense ranks 32nd. There's only 32 teams in the league. The worst defense and one of the worst offenses were at home, and we took advantage. But the key, I believe, about this game, our defense had to stand up and give our young quarterback, Barkley, only his second start, give them a chance to make some plays, and they did. It was a goofy first half, points-wise, but in the second half, we made adjustments, and they came out. But the key all day long was our defense, and they had to put it on them because you're playing against a terrible team. And if we'd have lost this game, playing to an offense and a defense that ranks that bad, I'll tell you what, I don't know what the hell would have went on.
Well, I mean, in self-defense, they showed up today, and you're exactly right. Akeem Hicks, Nick Kwiatkowski on defense, just
a
couple of the guys that did a fine job. But again, who are they playing against? And your point is dead on. Reality is you beat the people that, you know,
down your schedule.
That they are what they are. San Francisco is 1-12 now?
11.
1-11? Well, let's make it 1-15 because I didn't see anything that makes me think this team is going to be able to win at any time this year. But more importantly, back to the Bears. You know, running the ball. Look, we made a series of mistakes early in the game, and it was all traced back to what we always say, lack of proper coaching and fundamentals and techniques, all these different things. You know, the block punt, the fumble, taking the ball out of the end zone on a snow-driven day where the ball slipped. Why would you do it? All these things we were able to overcome because of great defense and a running game and some big plays by the quarterback.
That's what I liked again. Going back to the defense, and I can't think of a game this year. Boy, we're at home, and we stunk up Soldier Field all year long. And, boy, what an opponent to come in, and especially against that moron Kaepernick, and have these guys, our defense, take care of business the way they're supposed to. Be aggressive, blitz, run line tricks. And they did it, and they did it for four quarters. And, again, they gave us a chance for Barkley to come up and take advantage in the second half and let the kid play. And what you guys were talking about is that kid can throw the football, gentlemen.
Yes.
I mean, you don't see him pitching it behind, flying it over his head.
He's a legitimate NFL quarterback, and even made Bellamy look like a receiver because he stuck it in his chest most of the time where he couldn't drop it.
You know what? And the one thing which you talked about, Glenn, I think when we opened up, we saw so many plays today and that were not good by the Bears. And what it was, instantly you knew what it was. It was a reflection on coaching. Reflection on coaching. That Bruniker, remember on the punt block?
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
He was late onto the field.
He's late getting on the field. Like he doesn't know that he's on a punting team. He gets out there, and when you stand up, your first rule, your first look is when that ball snapped, it's to the inside. That's your first rule. And somebody comes, you lean in, you take him. You've got the backers behind you to pick up if somebody comes from the outside. This guy lets the guy go inside, run right by him, and it could have been catastrophic for us if we didn't get the breaks we got. But you know what that is? That's a thing, folks.
Poor coaching.
Trust me and believe me when I bingo. It's coaching, folks. It's coaching.
Our lack of.
And we saw that through the whole game. But I'll tell you what, they won. Kudos to the Bears. It's got to be a big relief for them, for the coaches, for management, everybody. So in that essence, congratulations, we won. But I think it was a great game plan, whoever came up with it, to have that defense be aggressive against a miserable offensive team. And with our defense, go after them, make them pay the price, and they did.
And you know what, OB, and we don't want to make this a big political statement, but we all know the saga of Colin Kaepernick and his kneeling and his feeling of, hey, of all places, you come into a place called Soldier Field. A stadium that was dedicated to the soldiers and fighting men and women of the First World War, and you disrespect by doing what you do. What a great way to basically bum rush him off the field in the third quarter.
Here's what I have to say about that. I don't want to. My brother retired a full colonel. He's in Vietnam twice in the original Desert Storm. He was in the first invasion, and when I see somebody like that disrespect the flag, which you disrespect this country. What I would have done, if I was the owner of the 49ers, I don't know how I would have got it done, but I'd have told Colin Kaepernick, you're not going on, you go on that football field after the national anthem. You're not going to pay, you're not going to disrespect Soldier Field, which was dedicated to the armed forces. You're not going to do it. You're going to be in the clubhouse after it's over with. Then you're going to go out on the football field.
Then you come out and play like a bum. But you know, the whole thing is the NFL, more than you can imagine, is now, it's evident, there are fools making decisions that is it's yeah, and we all know the ratings are going down and they shouldn't for a lot of reasons, but things like this and the enabling of this has contributed to it.
59,782 tickets were distributed to that Soldier Field today. 46,622 showed up. You do the math on that. That is unused tickets of 13,160. By the way, if you are just joining us and you didn't watch the Bears game, one of those unused seats perhaps and didn't watch the game, the Bears were down 6-0. They got up 7-6 right before the end of the first half, and they go on to beat the Niners 26-6. And the start of the show sponsored by Martin Chevy and sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group.
Mark, that was the key, what I was talking about. The defense gave him time enough to get it going. And that's the most points we've scored. Is this correct, gentlemen?
All year.
All year long, all folks. Year. 26 points, and two of them by defense. And I'll tell you what, am I glad that these guys won? But, boy, absolutely. I'll tell you, we have some serious ills on this football team. We really do. Player-wise and coaching-wise.
Well, let's come back, talk about Matt Barkley a little bit, see what you guys thought as far as his future with the team. We were positive last week, positive this week. Jordan Howard, another big day, 312-981-7200. Your thoughts are welcome here. Hampton will be with Kazra on CLTV until 4, 720 WGN until 5:30 ahead of Blackhawks hockey. And don't forget, weeknights on WGN-TV, it's Politically Incorrect in prime time. You can watch an hour of Two and a Half Men followed by an hour of Last Man Standing with Tim Allen. That's weeknights 7 to 9 on WGN-TV. Bears beat the Niners 26-6 at 720 WGN.